So there is a practice as we approach Rosh Hashanah, many of us are familiar with, many of us probably do this. It's quoted in the Tur, in the famous classic four-section collection, the Halachic work, which is the model for the Shulchan Aruch, that before Rosh Hashanah, we should prepare in a specific way. The Tur teaches us that when we approach Rosh Hashanah, we have to make specific preparations. It's not just enough that we have to buy food for Rosh Hashanah. It's not just enough that we have to get a machzor and arrange for the shofar. But the Tur writes something fascinating. And this is in Tavkuf Pei Aleph. And many of you know this, and many of you do this. The Tur writes, Urochatzin umistaprin al pi medrash. It's a minig, it's a practice, rochatzin, that we should take a shower, umistaprin, this is not in the source sheet, this is just a hakdama. Umistaprin, listaper means to take a haircut, to take a shave, based on a medrash. The medrash quotes from the pasuk, Kimi goy godol, who is a great nation, Reb Simon taught us, in the name of Chanina, Rabbi Yeshua, they used to say, Eizu uma ku umazu, what nation is like this nation? Most people, when they are facing charges, when they are looking, they're staring down a criminal court case, the Medrash says, Minogo shalola, a person is lovi shchorim, they wear dark, umisatev shchorim, and they wrap themselves in dark, umigalchem zakonim, and umigadol zakono, they don't shave because they're so nervous. But not the Jewish people. And this is, I think, an interesting line. Avol Yisrael Einam Kein. I want to come back to this at the end. Yisrael, the Jewish people, are not like that. Rather, Lov Shim Levanim. We wear white clothes. It's appropriate to wear the nicest clothes that we have for Rosh Hashanah, like Yontif, even nicer than Shabbos. Umegalskin Zekonim. Especially now, I see Vern has a Hadras Panim. You see he has a beautiful zakan over here. I don't know. I can't see everybody else on the call, so maybe other people grew a beard since the last time I saw you in this shir. But it's an inyan that you should trim your beard. If you don't trim the beard, then you should take a haircut. Va'ochlin u'shosin u'smeichim b'Rosh Hashanah. People are happy. We're eating, we're drinking, and we're joyous. Smeichim. Why? We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pull out a miracle for us. So this is a practice that many of us have. We go to the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah. We put ourselves together. We dress beautifully. Halavai, the Mashiach will come. But if he doesn't come before Rosh Hashanah, and we have to make our crazy corona arrangements wherever we're davening, however we're davening, even if we're not going to shul, we should make sure to dress b'chavod gadol for Rosh Hashanah. Great. So I want to understand this, Yerushalmi, because the idea that we are confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yodin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yaseh Lahem Neis, we know that God will do a miracle for us, it's a very, very difficult idea to understand. What does that mean? We look at this past year, we look at the current situation, people who are struggling with various things that didn't get a miracle. So what does it mean that we know that God will do miracles? Most people that I know don't get miracles. And not everybody who is going through the experience of Rosh Hashanah is going to experience a miracle. It's just a fact. So what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do a miracle, and that's why we're going to dress in this exceptional manner? So that's the background. Let's put that idea on the back burner. We're going to come back to it. But let's begin, because we always read this parasha before Rosh Hashanah, or at least around Rosh Hashanah, either right before or right after. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the final speech, right? Sefer Devarim is the final speech, but this is the end of the final speech. He tells us that we are all standing today Kulchem, all of us, Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, before Hashem your God, Rosheichem, Shivteichem, Zikneichem, Veshotreichem. Our heads, our chiefs, our officers, all Jews, we're all standing together. Tapchem, our children, Nesheichem, Vegercha, Asher Bekerav Machanecha. And here's the interesting phrase, Mechotev Eitzecha, from the woodchoppers, Ad Shoev Memecha, to the water carriers. Now, some of you are familiar with the late Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach. And Shlomo Carlbach, in his Hasidic tales, when he would talk about, when he tells Chassidish HaMaislach, he would often talk about wood choppers and water carriers as the protagonists of various stories of simpletons living in Eastern Europe. But the Torah is not a Chassidish HaMaisa. So why is it that we are being introduced to Chotei Vitzecha and Shoev Meimecha? So Rashi says it refers to a specific group of people. But I wonder if there's something else which is being conveyed, similar perhaps to why, how did it become that Rav Shlomo would talk about water carriers and wood choppers? Because there's a certain implication, a certain affect which is associated with that the Torah is actually modeling for us in the simple water carriers and the wood choppers. And we want to understand that. And the last issue, maybe the most direct issue, is that the Torah begins by telling us, Atem nitzavim, you are standing, Hayom, today, Kulchem, all of you, Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. So I want to understand, why is it significant that the Rabbono Shel Olam acknowledges us being here today, Hayom? When else would we be standing here? It could have just said, excuse me, or maybe it should have, thank you. Or maybe it should have said, Atem nitzavim kulchem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. You are all standing before God. So what's the deal with Hayom? So to think about this idea, I remember years ago when I was learning in Kerev Yavne, I heard this yesod, and I recall it from a sefer authored by a Rav. His name is Rav Karelenstein. And then when I went to my shelf, I could not find the sefer. Does this ever happen to you? You just can't find the sefer on the shelf. So we're going to pursue this idea. I'm going to attribute it to Rav Karelenstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. But I can't tell you the page, and I don't even remember the name of the sefer. But it's out there, so it's not my own. Here's the idea. One place to start with this idea is in source number 2. It's a pasuk in Iyov. Iyov, the beginning of the book, and as we know, Iyov is a very complex and tragic figure. Iyov is having a feast. He has a wonderful family, has many children. Everything is great. And the pasuk says in Iyov, Perek Aleph, pasuk Vav, Vayehi Hayom. And it was the day. Vayavo b'nei ha'elokim lehisyatzev al Hashem, Vayavo gam ahasatan besocham. So, Mefarshim struggle. It's difficult to know exactly what this means, but somehow it means that there was a gathering before the Ribono Shel Olam of B'nei HaElokim, the children, the sons of Hashem, divine beings, probably Malachim, however you understand this in general, because, you know, there are many traditions. Who was Iyov? Did Iyov ever live? Is this just a mashal? Is it just a parable? But it's meant to teach us something. And these angels gathered before Hashem, and among them came the Satan. And the Satan, as we know from the rest of the story, instigates a claim against Iyov and is permitted to afflict Iyov with awful and horrendous trials and tragedies. And that's the story of how Iyov deals with it and his friends, etc., etc. But what is Vayihi Hayom? Vayihi Hayom, it was today, it was the day. What is the day? And what's happening here? The day is where Hashem is gathering Lehis Yatzev. By the way, you'll notice that Lehis Yatzev is of the same shoresh as the word Nitzavim. Atem Nitzavim, Lehis Yatzev, Hayom. What's happening Hayom? So if you look at source number 3 in the Zohar HaKadosh, Rebbe Elazar, Pasach Rebbe Elazar, started that drasha about the story of Iov. Vayihi Hayom vayavo b'nei ho'elokim l'siyatzev al Hashem, vayavo gam ha-satan b'socham, vayihi Hayom, da Rosh Hashanah. This is Rosh Hashanah. Dekud Shabrichu, that Hashem, that God, Koyim, he stands Lemeidan Alma to judge the world. Okay? Rosh Hashanah is the day on which we are judged. And now that is referred to in the Zohar HaKadosh as Hayom. This idea of Rosh Hashanah being Hayom, you're thinking, oh, makes actually a lot of sense, because we refer to Rosh Hashanah as Yom Truah. If you look here in the Ibn Ezra, in Vavarta Shofar Truah, here in source number 4, Yesh Machlokas, there is a debate, this is Machlokas in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Im Nivra Olam B'Nisan, whether the world was created in Nisan or B'Tishrei, or in Tishrei. Ve'ein Tzorech Laharech, we don't have to speak about this at length, because we accept the approach that the world was created in Tishrei. How do we know? Ki Ma'atike Hadas, because those who they literally means they copy down those from the old generations. Atik means old. So those who bring down the old tradition of the religion. Tiknu lanu. They established for us betfilos Rosh Hashanah and the davening Rosh Hashanah. What do we say every year in the Machzor? Ze hayom tchilas ma'asecha zikaron liyom rishon. This hayom today is a reminder, it's a remembrance of the Yom Rishon, the first day, the day of creation of Adam Rishon, the sixth day of creation. Ibn Ezra, so you're talking almost 1,000 years ago, already at the exact same Nusach that we have in our davening. Ze Hayom Tchilas Masech HaZikaron LeYom Rishon. So Rosh Hashanah is Hayom. It's Yom Truah. It's Ze Hayom Tchilas Masecha is the day. And the Zohar HaKadosh says there is another episode in Tanakh that relates to Hayom. Vayhi Hayom. And what is that? The next section here is Melachim Beis Perek Dalid, where we have a sequence of miracles that are performed by Elisha Hanavi. In the beginning of the paragraph, the beginning of the chapter, it's about this poor woman who unfortunately has a debt and she can't repay the debt. So her children are going to be taken away, right? Some of you are familiar with the story about the miracle of the oil, and then it happens. Vayehi Hayom, let's look at the story together. And it was the day. Perek Dalet Pasuk Ches. Vayavor Elisha El Shunem. Elisha passes through a place called Shunem. Visham Isha Gdola. There is a great woman. Vatachasek Bo Lech Alechem. And she insists, she implores him to eat bread. She says, Kimaran, come have a little meal. There's an Ish Kaddish coming here. Vayimi De Avro Yasur Shama Lech Alechem. And it was Mide Avro when it was that he would pass. Because you know, it was the practice of the Nevi'im. What would happen many times? They would travel from town to town, prophesying and sharing the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you were a prophet that was popular, like Elisha, people would give you a sandwich. And if you were an unpopular prophet, like Yirmiyahu, they would threaten to kill you. But this was your mission. So Yirmiyahu, you know, think of all the prophets, Yeshayahu, they were itinerant preachers. They were spiritual guides who would go from town to town. So here we are in Shunem, where Elisha used to pass through. Apparently, was on his regular circuit. Vatomer Elisha. She says to her husband, "Hinei no yadati." This woman, she's a tremendous pikachas. She's very intelligent. She takes charge of the whole situation. She says to the husband, "I know ki ish elokim kadosh over aleinu tamid. This holy rabbi, this holy man, this prophet, this sage, the man of God, Over Aleinu Tamid, it does not mean that he shows up in shul for Aleinu, although sometimes that's also true. Ish Kaddish over Aleinu Tamid. You could still be holy even if you show up for Aleinu, but okay, that's just Alpi Drush. Ish Kaddish over Aleinu Tamid. A holy man comes past us all the time. Nasen lo aliyas kirktana. Let's make a little addition. We'll hire a contractor. We'll build an upstairs, an aliyah, which means an upstairs room. A small room. V'nosim lo sham, will put there mita v'shulchan v'kisu menorah. All of the elements that make a comfortable guest room. So we'll put a bed there, a night table, a shulchan, a stand, v'kise, and a chair, u'menorah, and a lamp. V'hoya b'vo'o eleinu, when he comes to us, yasser sham, will stay there. Azmayesh. V'yehi hayom. And it was hayom. So you already know what this hayom is going to be. Vayihi hayom. It was a day. It was the day. Vayavo shama. And Elisha arrives in Shunem. Vayasar el ha'aliyah. And he turns and he goes up to the upstairs. Vayishkav shama. And he sleeps there. He stays there. He rests there. And who's with him? His trusty sidekick. Vayomer el Gehazi na'aro. Gehazi, who is his shamish. Kro la shunamis hazos. Call this shunamis. Vayikro la vatamad lofonav. He calls her and she stands in front of him. So here is the hostess with the mostess meeting the greatest spiritual leader of the generation. Vayomer lo. And he says to Gehazi, Emor na eleha, tell her, Hine charadet eleinu eskola charada hazos, you went to such trouble for us. Ma lasos lach, what can we do for you? Hayesh ladabar lach el amelech ol el sarat sava, can we speak to the king? Can I talk to the melech, the monarch on your behalf? O el sarat sava, or maybe to the sarat sava, the military governor. Vatomer, she says, Besoch ami anochi yoshaves. I am living and I am staying among my people. Besoch ami anochi yoshaves. So this is the secret to the issues that we raised at the beginning. If we go back to that Zohar, the end of the Zohar says, Kagon do, like this story, Vayihi Ayoma, was that day, Vayavu Shama, he came there, Hahu Yoma, Yoma Tov of the Rosh Hashanah Haba. It was the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. It was the day of judgment. And so many Mepharshim, based on the Zohar Kodesh, they say, when Elisha said to her, can I speak to the king? Which king is he talking about? Who is the king he's talking about? That's right, the Rabbono Shel Olam. He says, can I come to the Rabbono Shel Olam and speak on your behalf? And what does she say? Shockingly, she says no. She says no, thank you. She says, Besoch ami anochi yoshavis. Why does she say that? What does that mean? So take a look here in the Rabbeinu Bachaya. The Rabbeinu Bachaya here is in the beginning of Parashas Kisisa, and he's explaining why the Pasuk tells us that V'loyeh b'hem negef b'fkod osam, that when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants to count the Jewish people, he counts us with a machzis ha-shekel, and that we are not counted individually. That's why David HaMelech, unfortunately, was punished for counting the Jewish people individually. Why? What is wrong with counting Jews? Why do we say Oshias Amecha, not 1, 2, 3, 4? And he explains, Vigila Lecha Kasov, the Pasuk reveals to us, Ki Ha'am Hanifrat B'minyano Kol Echad L'Gulgalo Sam. Any time the people are individualized, counted each one according to their Gilgul, their skull, their individual person, Hine hu mushgach mi bal ashgacha yisale. That person is then singled out. They have hashgacha. They are being, so to speak, scrutinized. They are being identified. V'chol masov nifratin. And every person then becomes a focus of scrutiny, of individualization and pirut. Specific details. Lefanav before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then what happens, God forbid, Va'az Yachul HaNegef. And then, unfortunately, Rachmana Litzlan,
things potentially could happen. Why? Because mi yitzdak lefanecha kol chai, as we're going to say in the Rosh Hashanah davening, can any of us stand up to withstand the scrutiny of personal judgment? Lo aleinu. So says Rabbeinu Bachaye, ma she'en kein, as opposed to betchila initially, shaya inyano nimshach bechlal harabim. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. He's everywhere. Ein od novado. But when we don't stand out as individuals, we blend into the greater Rabbim, to the community. But now that each one of us is being examined and scrutinized individually, that's the pshat in our story. Second line here in the second page. Kolomar, she says Elish to Elisha, "Eini rotzeh shetispalel b'shmi." The woman says to Elisha, "I don't want you to daven for me to the Melech, O El Saratzava. Mutavli, it's better for me sheyeh inyoni nichlal bechlal harabim. I would rather be just one among the people of the community, part of the tzibur. Velo nifretes, and not nifretes, not individualized." And it's exactly what we said before. He quotes in the Zohar HaKadosh, "Vayi ayom Rosh Hashanah haya." And on that day, on Hayom, it's the Yom Adin, everybody comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu as individuals when we become a prat. That's why some of you are familiar. I don't know if by Rabbi Eichenstein's on Tui they have this, but I know in some places people have the minig that when they get an aliyah on Rosh Hashanah, they don't make an individual mishuberach. What's the minig down there?
Most of the people that are getting aliyot on Rosh Hashanah are people that someone else bought it for them.
Uh-huh. So they make a mishaberach.
Giving a mishaberach for the person who bought it for them.
Got it. But it's just interesting that there are many places where the Ola doesn't want a mishaberach. And you ask yourself, it's the Yom HaDin, we want a tzchus, we want someone to bless us. But they would rather not have a mishaberach in some places because they don't want to be singled out. They don't want their name called. Rather, they would go in to Rosh Hashanah, they'd experience the day b'soch ami anochi yoshaves. With this yisod, we can explain everything that we started with. Now we understand how to approach one mahalach, so to speak, for being zakai and din. And this is what I saw those years ago in Rav Karelenstein Sefer, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is that the approach to Rosh Hashanah, one way to prepare, is to find ways to connect to the tzibur, to be part of the overall community. The Gemara has an expression, brachas, lishatif inish nafshi bahadi tzibura. A person should take their nefesh, their individual person, and become part of the tzibur. So maybe that's why, when the beginning of Parashas Nitzavim describes Hayom, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, we're approaching, we're standing, each one of us before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Roshechem, Shivtechem, Zigneichem, Veshodrechem, Kol Yisrael, Tapchem, etc. Michod Yitzech, Atshoiv, Mimecha. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us a hint. He's saying, and this Al Pidrush, but he's saying, Atem Nitzavim Hayom. When you are standing today on Rosh Hashanah, you know the best way to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the frame? What's the way that we experience Hayom? The best way is Kulchem. That we should all be together. That we should not be looked at as individuals. And therefore, we should blend in with everyone. And everyone means everyone. That's why Esther tells Mechote Vitzecha Choy Mimecha, because it's got to be across the board. Tzibur is Rosh Tevas Tzadikim, Beinanim, and Rishoim. Every Jew is a part of the mosaic, is a part of the entire tapestry of the tzibur. That tzibur needs everybody, and that tzibur is besoch ami, that's the am. Atem nitzavim ayom, if we're going to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that scrutiny of din, lehisyat seiv al Hashem, when the malachim, when the angels come and they're piling on the wagons full of mitzvos and wagons potentially of other things, you know the answer to that is kulchem. It's to be together. Hayom, atem nitzavim hayom, hayom is also Rosh Hashanah. The way to be nitzav in din is kulchem. And maybe that is explaining why it is that we have confidence. Why is the Yerushalmi tell us we're ochle v'shosim b'smeichim? Because the lashon of the tour of that medrash of Reb Simon, the lashon was yaseh lahem nisim. It's true, not every person is the beneficiary of a miracle. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam's ratzon, and we don't understand why certain things happen at certain times. And we don't know who's going to be zakai in din. Rachmanu litzlan, Hashem should protect all of us. He should give us a shana tova, besuras tovos, nachas, good health, love, support, togetherness. But you know what the Yerushalmi is telling us, perhaps? There is one entity that is always zakai. Yaseh lahem nisim. Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people as a community, as an Am, they're always zakai. So to the extent that we become part of the nation, in that merit, please God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us, that we should be zakai. We can be zakai because we are part of that nation. We are, as a whole, confident, yod, and we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu yaseh lahem nisim, God will do a nes for the Jewish people. And so that inspires us. It puts us in the frame of mind. The reason we get dressed up and the reason that we comport ourselves so beautifully and we groom ourselves is perhaps actually a reminder to say, wait a second, even though I personally might not merit a miracle, mi yitzdak, that's exactly what the Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar said, which one of us can withstand the scrutiny of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's justice? But why are we getting dressed up? Because the tzibur is going to be zakai. It's to remind us to be part of the tzibur. And there are things that we can practically do, whether it's participating in a tzedakah drive, whether it's donating of your time, whether it's picking up the phone to call other people, volunteering in the shul to figure out what they need, or just davening for other people. Not davening for ourselves, but davening for the tzibur. Davening for individuals in the community, for the community as a whole, for the Jewish people as a whole, for the world Jewry, for the state of Israel, for Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, for Knesset Yisrael. What's our orientation? When we get dressed for Rosh Hashanah, we say it's going to be Hayom. And that there is the confidence of the Nisim, and that Nisim belongs to the Klal. And so one approach to hopefully be zakai and din on an individual level is actually to hide our identity. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see us. Of course, we go Kibbnei Marom, but the way that we come Kibbnei Marom, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't look at us as individuals. Look at us as part of the tzibur. Judge us as part of that community. And that community is always zakai. And halavai, each one of us, we should all be zoch individually to be part of that tzibur that is zakai, and we should all be able to merit simchas and yeshuas, nechamas, refuas, besuras tovos for each of us, for all of our families, for all of Klal Yisrael as part of that tzibur.